here is an update to a story we reported a few weeks ago about connected toy company VTech. In late November, a hacker reached out to the online publication Motherboard to tell them how easy it was to gain access to the personal information of 6.4 million kids and nearly 5 million adults. To prove it, the hacker grabbed the data to show off to Motherboard, who then had it verified by an outside security technician. The breach included names, home addresses, and even pictures and chat logs between parents and children. The hacker claimed that he or she had taken the data in an effort to alert people and that selling the data online was never the hacker's intention. But today, the BBC reports that a 21-year-old has been charged in association with a VTech hack. It's not necessarily the same person who spoke to Motherboard. We just don't know that yet. I talked to a Motherboard reporter this morning who said the publication is looking into it. Reuters reports that the German Justice Minister Heiko Maas has inked an agreement that Facebook, Google, and Twitter will delete hate speech from their websites in Germany within 24 hours of it being posted. Germany, a country that is no stranger to hate speech, has been fighting against the rise in anti-foreigner comments in German on the web, especially in the last year, as over 1 million refugees have entered the country. Netflix says they're boosting streaming quality by re-encoding their entire content library of movies and TV shows with more granular bit rates. The shows will look better and use less data. Variety says the quality level will be adjusted according to what you're viewing. So if you're watching the Powerpuff Girls cartoon, the quality will be different than, say, if you're watching the Lord of the Rings movies. Android Pay now works within apps. The Apple Pay competitor, which launched in September, now allows customers to tap to pay while using several popular apps like Lyft, Hotel Tonight, OpenTable, and others. And online retailers who offer realistic-looking guns through Amazon Marketplace have agreed to stop selling to New York residents, according to Reuters. New York is one of at least seven states that restricts the sales of replica toy guns that are easy for police to mistake for real guns. The law says guns must be brightly colored and bear markings on the sides and the tip of the barrel. Retailers were skirting the New York law by selling through the marketplace on Amazon, but no longer.